Minnesota Attorney General Mike Hatch fears the proposed merger between United Airlines and U.S. Airways is just the first step in an industry consolidation that could reduce the number of major carriers to three. He says the reported talks between Northwest Airlines and American bear out his theory. Hatch is trying to prevent the merger by, quote, banging pots and pans together as loudly as possible. He sent a letter to Assistant U.S. Attorney General Joel Klein, the instigator of the Microsoft antitrust suit, saying the airline mergers violate antitrust law and should be stopped. Hatch sent copies of the letter to Minnesota's congressional representatives and to attorney generals around the country in hopes of forming a joint lawsuit. He says his first task is getting the word out.
We're looking for friends. We're going to be calling unions. We'll be calling pilots. We'll be calling states. We'll be calling Congress. We're going to say, you know, is there an antitrust law in this country? Because if there is, this is where it ought to occur. And if it doesn't occur here, throw it out the door.
But in his search for friends, Hatch has yet to cross the hallway to Governor Ventura's office. He says he hasn't been in touch with the governor, but notes that Ventura's media draw could certainly help this issue. He says such involvement doesn't have to mean offering subsidies or state aid to Northwest.
I mean, Rudy Perpich made a name for himself as a governor, as a person who can build an economy, because he was out there knocking on doors of business and encouraging them to come in. You don't have to write out a check for to help economic development. What you can do is just be there, be accessible, be open, and communicate. And I do think that that's an important part of the office.
Hatch says the proposed airline mergers will have consequences both legally and in terms of economic development. He says he can pursue the issue in the courts, but the economic consequences to the state are more Ventura's arena.
If I were governor, I'd be spending 23 and a half hours a day on this one.
On Minnesota Public Radio's mid-morning program, former Governor Arne Carlson said a merger between Northwest Airlines and American could have dire consequences for the state. Carlson says Minnesota would likely lose its hub and its corporate headquarters, resulting in layoffs and more cumbersome travel for residents.
I would be on the telephone to the leadership of Northwest Airlines. I would try to get the best insight that I could from the analysts and find out how likely this will play out, what options do we have, what is it Minnesota can do to make sure that if there are some changes made, that those changes are not adverse to the best interest of the people of Minnesota. But I think this is going to go on for quite a while.
Carlson says under the terms of Northwest's 1991 state bailout, the airline must retain its Minnesota headquarters until its debts, estimated at $340 million, are paid off. But, he says, if American acquired Northwest, payment of its debt could be part of the deal and the state would lose its hold on the company. But despite pressure from Hatch and Carlson, Ventura is sticking with the approach he articulated in hearing of the LTV Steel shutdown in northeast Minnesota. He maintains government should stay out of private business decisions. His spokesman, John Woodley, says Ventura supports Hatch's efforts, but doesn't plan to involve himself or his commissioners.
Business development and the state's role can be very tricky, and it is a judgment call as to when the state should or can get involved. In this particular case, in the ongoing merger now, the proposed merger or any potential mergers, it's the governor's belief that there is no role for the governor or the state of Minnesota at this time, other than what might be considered a legal responsibility on the part of the attorney general.
Woodley says the attorney general's roles include consumer watchdog, so Hatch should evaluate the effects of the mergers on Minnesotans. I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.